Yo, what's good, everybody? It's your boy, Petey Mac.
And it's your boy, Big Keith, man.
And welcome to the Big Keith and Petey Mac podcast, man. Good afternoon.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Good afternoon, everybody. This your country cousin, Cutting Pete, a.k.a. Petey Mac. What's happening with y'all?
It's Big Keith. What's going on, baby?
Yeah, we got somebody on the show with us today. He's my man. He, went to school in Maryland.
That's right.
You know, balled out in Philly, you know, he like Rico from Paid in Full from Uptown Downtown, you know, Queens, Switzerland, yeah. All that. It's my man, Worldwide Jack.
That's right, born in Japan, so that's why I'm worldwide, you feel me?
Are you real?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Shit.
Internationally known.
I hear you, Andre 3000. We're gonna start off with something that's coming out of Big Keith's home state, Tennessee. Your girl Santoya Brown is free. How you? Because you know a lot of people will celebrate, but Big Keith don't really, you know, that ain't your cup of tea right there, is it?
There's a lot of people who's happy that she's getting out, but if you truly done your research, you would see that she didn't kill her pimp or whoever sold her into sex slavery. She killed a John, robbed him, and then went back to her pimp. Or not in that order. She killed the John, went to her pimp, came back and robbed him.
But a lot of people say they thought it was because she had been messed up in the head.
And I do agree with that. I think mentally she was beaten and broken. So I think she should have been released to a psych ward or something of that nature. But as far as her being in the free world, I'm not all the way on board.
I mean, they could have just gave her a record deal. I mean, ain't that what Cardi B had happened? You know, she
didn't kill anybody.
She just robbed him. So,
as far as Santoya Brown goes, she shouldn't be in Supermax or wherever she was at. But no, she should be under mental supervision.
Jack, what's your feelings on that, man?
It's one of them situations where it's like where people always say two wrongs don't make a right, yeah, type shit. But at the same time, I understand where Keith's coming from. Like, she should have went to, maybe, like he said, the psych ward to be mentally rehabilitated before we just put her in the free world. But I feel like, you know, maybe she should be monitored, like, not like probation, but like something to where we can make sure that she's straight. You know what I'm saying? Because they have those programs too for murderers that get out after serving 25 years. You know, you need to make sure you're all right so you don't make the same mistake again.
Yes, because you can't get institutionalized. I heard you spend a lot of time. But they also said this. I looked up, sir, she got married while she was in
the joint. She got married to a Christian rapper that I've personally never heard of.
No, my man know there's going to be a book and movie deals coming after that. My man tried to secure the bag, man. I ain't mad at him.
He's seen the future.
A manager husband.
Yeah, he like what Monique kind of got, minus the deepness and all that shit. Like, he ain't sitting it. He just trying to.
Shout out to Monique too, man. Yeah. She deserves a lot of credit. Shout out to Monique.
Yeah, she's starting. She on the warpath, man.
Yeah.
All right, now we gonna go to the world of sports now. The USA basketball team, they gearing up, and I think they gonna finna get their ass whooped because I ain't heard of none of them niggas on that team. But one of them, he will not be playing. A player that played at Ohio University, DJ Cooper, and the reason we're not be playing because when he went to take his drug test, I don't know how this happened, but he came up pregnant. And that's a dude. DJ Cooper's a dude. He came up pregnant. And all y'all heard it right. My man's came up pregnant. But this is, let me explain what happened. This dumbass went to take the piss test, and instead of using male piss, he used female piss. And it came back with some hormone they said was only in pregnant women.
Yeah.
It was his girlfriend.
Let's get the story straight. It was his girlfriend.
That's my hell of a way to find out.
Yeah,
she's about to be
a father. Like, when I read the story, it was like, yo, she ain't know and he ain't know, but now they both know.
So that's a hell of a way to find out. Your ass ain't playing the NBA basketball. You suspended for 2 years, now you're finna be a daddy. Man, could you imagine that come from the business? Like, so baby, what happened? So I need to go get Pampers? What you talking about? You know exactly what the hell I'm talking about.
Technically, my man jobless, so that's a terrible way to, you know what I mean, look at this situation.
Jobless and on the way we're having a baby boy. Sound like a classic hood story, don't it?
And this is overseas basketball, Dad. Let's not forget this is overseas.
Well, I'm glad he did it, because he ain't need to be going overseas embarrassing the shit out of America, because that team finna get their ass smacked. I ain't heard of nobody on
the FIBA USA, like our team?
Yeah, we finna get that ass smacked.
Nah, look, I think, look, our team got some solid pieces.
It just don't got no big names, but as far as we still got the best basketball players in the world, so.
But the young guys, this is where they're gonna make their name for themselves. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, Tatum, I like Jaylen De'Aaron Brown, Fox.
De'Aaron Fox, Kuzma.
Okay, where is it gonna be at? I mean, where is the FIBA Cup gonna be at?
I guess it's worldwide.
No, I'm saying like the championships and stuff. Because I mean, if nothing else, y'all boys can go wild out in like whatever country you're in, like Spain, Italy, whatever it is. You can go on and get you an Italian, Spanish woman.
But see, Spain has always been tough for us. So if the Gasol brothers play, you know, a lot of them countries be having.
I think Powell's playing. Mark's not playing though. Or one of them playing. Mark playing, Powell not. One of them's playing and the other one's not.
Powell probably should sit this one out. My man getting up there in age.
And then Rubio.
We speaking about basketball. That Rich Paul rule. What's y'all feelings on that joint, man?
They hate. Period.
Oh, there you are. There you are.
NCAA is becoming more of a plantation. More now than ever. It's crazy that the stipulations that the NCAA put on players is basically in basketball. Football, but we know who predominantly plays those sports.
Yo,
you can go straight to the league.
I'm not gonna say that, but I'm gonna say there's an awful lot of darkies out there. That's all I'm gonna say.
It's legal prostitution what they're doing to those dudes, man.
You can go straight from high school and start making money in baseball, hockey. There ain't no college system. You can make money when you're a teenager. Yeah. Over in Europe, you can play professionally as a teenager.
But see, on some real shit, that's why I respect it. My man LeVar Ball, when he put his basketball shit together, I respected that.
I respected him. The only thing I just hated.
He did it the wrong way.
He just was too. He's just too much of a loudmouth coon with it to me. That's the only thing I hated about it. Yeah, he was. He was, and that's why they kept him around for a while. But be honest, that's why ESPN got rid of him, because it's like, all right.
When he made that comment.
That comment wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
That comment wasn't that bad.
They could have kicked him off for way worse.
That's what I'm saying. But that comment.
We can change. What did he say?
No, he talking about. He said, let's change subjects. He said, you can change subjects with me anytime. And they kicked that man. So basically, they was like, yo, you just looking for any excuse. They just was looking for any excuse to get rid of him, just like they did with Jamil Hill.
It's like, come on, man.
Like, I would never put LeVar Ball.
But see, that's what I'm saying. It's like, when these companies, like, they idolize black culture, but they don't really want to idolize black culture, because everybody know, and the basic rules of, you know, in D.C. we call it Jonah, and y'all call it Ragman.
It's called Jonah and Ragman. Yeah, it's called Jenkins.
You gonna repeat the last thing someone said, you be like, oh, your mama ugly. Oh, my mama what? So that's what he was doing. But, you know, motherfuckers don't. Like a famous comedian said, everybody want to be a nigga, but don't nobody want to be a nigga.
That was Paul Mooney.
And that's the realest thing ever, man. That's why I respect Paul, too. Shout out to Paul Mooney.
But I will say this in LeVar Ball's defense. I hated the way the man was marketing Jesus. I'm going to be honest. Yeah. Nobody was paying attention to the NBA Summer League until he came on. I swear to God, I never paid attention to NBA Summer League. I watched damn near every game.
I love Summer League, so I watch it all the
time. Well, you play ball. I mean, you told us you had a scholarship to go to college to play ball. So, I mean, unless you ain't balling, just like me, I do comedy. It's some comedians I've heard of that the average person ain't never freaking heard of.
But see, the thing is, we lost the message. You know what I mean? I always tell y'all, think about the message that LeVar was saying. Three biracial children, and they still gonna call them black, but three black men, he was trying to, like I said, the message was right, but the way he went about it.
I'm just mad about all that.
He didn't kiss ass and all that other shit. Oh, you feel me?
Oh, yeah,
so I think that's where the problem was.
But he could have been like more, you know,
he could have been more
he could have been more eloquent,
Uncle Dennis.
And then too, I'm just mad at him, and I know it's but just all that money you making, you can't get them teeth fixed, dog. Like just go get it cleaning, man.
Some that's people a, gotta keep it real,
right? I was just about to
it's
say,
keeping it real, but yeah, damn, that ain't way to keep it real. I mean,
some people's imperfections are other people's perfections. He just needs, I'm trying to tell
the
you
the only thing I say LeVar Ball should do is get rid of them 3X t-shirts. Slim his pants up a little bit. He looks silly.
But the man is 50 going, I think, 60-something years old, man. I mean, he ain't worried about his
How old is your father?
My daddy probably dressed, not like when that stuff, but my daddy ain't finna be dressing no skinny jeans and all.
I didn't say skinny, bro, but size 52 pants when you were 38?
My daddy far from a 38. My daddy, I'm gonna tell you
how much. Still wear your bows?
No, he don't. But he wear jorts, though. Speaking he does that, wear like, jorts. My daddy does wear jorts.
Fire back then.
They were, but he does wear jorts. And his suits he wears, his good.
He got the Steve Harvey suit.
Man, you ever seen Malcolm X? Like, you remember when Malcolm at first got his hair perm and that suit he stepped out and he was just swinging on the book? I swear to God, my daddy's suits look just like that, man. And he's like, let me take you suit shopping. The hell you preach? No, you will not.
Yeah, man. See?
Yeah.
Uh-oh,
That's... My dad just wear white tees and basketball shorts now. He at that age.
You can never go wrong.
You never can. It's like I'm being dead serious. Like the three times I've seen this nigga in my whole life, he always had a crisp white tee. He always had a crisp white tee. I think that's where my love for white tees comes.
He counted the three times I've seen this nigga.
That's not funny.
I'm on it's record. Not, but the way he said it,
I'm not laughing at the three times I've seen this.
You gotta laugh at yourself sometimes in life. I'm just saying, my man always had a crisp white tee. You know what I mean? You gotta respect the craft. You know what I'm saying?
The craft. Man, I'm tired of
it. My man like to be clean.
Alright, man, so another sports story. So y'all heard what happened to Marshawn Lynch's football camp?
With the mom, right?
Yeah, with the mom getting mad because he cussing at kids.
Yeah.
And then she was like, "You shouldn't cuss at them kids." I'm like, "Lady, you better have them start off with Marshawn Lynch because that nigga done did way worse shit than that."
How old are these kids?
You told me like nine. I told like 9 and 10. I think the kids were 9 and 10. It was like
them kids going to school cussing anyway.
Yeah.
And then too,
but it's football.
It's football. It's a tough sport. Cause I mean, what he told them, cause they weren't playing. They weren't playing. They weren't doing what he told me. He said, "Look, either y'all here to do what I told you, get the fuck out of my drill." And he told them straight like that. Well, you can. I'm like, "Our coach, you tell us that. Take your ass off. Go run. Go take off." Shout out to my Pee Wee football coach, Coach Ben Garrett. RIP to Coach Ben Garrett. West Side Raiders 2000, Tad Bowl champs, Mallport, Mississippi. Yeah. He came to me one day straight up. I wasn't really going hard in park. He said, "Pete, you a pussy."
Oh,
and I was just like, and I wasn't like mad at him. Like, I ain't cry. I just like was shocked. And then I asked my daddy after the practice, I'm like, "Is he allowed to call me that?" I'm like, "I'm not mad, but can he do that?" I said, "He just did." I'm like, "Well, shit, I didn't know you could do that."
Yeah.
I mean, it hurt me. But
at a certain age, when them kids in Texas, if you watch Friday Night Tights, them kids in Texas and Florida, California,
they cussing them out. Like, hell, it was one documentary I seen of a boy that used to play in Miami Northwestern. It's called Year of the Bulls by the dude named Torrin Charles. It was, they coach straight up told him, if that motherfucker want to cry, because he told him I want to get injured. He told the offensive player that was in the Oklahoma drill, "If you want to cry, run his pussy ass over." And then he said, "If you nice to him on that drill, I'm going to fuck you up." And the boy didn't go full speed. The coach said, "Bring your ass over." That boy was like, "I ran." He ran at that boy full speed, no pad, knocked him on his ass. But them boys made it to the state title.
I agree.
They didn't win, but they made it.
I agree with Marshawn. 100%.
Yeah, I want to get into coaching eventually. And first parent meeting, if you don't want somebody cursing at your son, then it's not what they want to do.
I'm gonna be honest with you, bro. Any kid that try you as big as you are,
I'm still gonna curse them out.
If you that big and they try you, you got you a junkyard dog.
And he going to the league.
And see me, they gonna want to snap back at me, but I'm sadistic, so I'm gonna have to bring out the sadistic side.
With this coaching thing, is you get real. Close to the children, because I've coached for a year and a half. We did Little League football. Shout out to the St. Charles Bears, by the way, of Southern Maryland, you feel me? And my brother from high school, his son Tristan, my nephew Tristan, like, the nicest kid you'll ever meet. But when you put those pads on, it ain't no Uncle Dre, nothing. This motherfucker, you could have threw that ball better. Like, because you got to do that, because if you taking it easy on the coach's son or your star player, you gotta let the other players know that you holding him to that same,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This is football. So, you ain't about to be patting motherfuckers on the back. Nah, you getting hit. Like, you know what I mean?
Life ain't gonna be nice to you either.
No, life gonna come at you like, ain't in the box.
Yeah. And it's even in basketball.
They just gonna blitz you and it's just gonna hit you.
Even coaching basketball, it's like, when this shit is a passion, it just come out. You know what I mean? So,
You see, like, if you coach basketball, you be on like some Pat Riley type.
Yeah, shit. Like,
I'm nice in your suits and just be sitting back.
I'm telling you, like, my thing is, when my daughter gets of age to start, actually she's of age now, so when I get back, we gonna start doing football basketball. Oh. When we start doing basketball, it ain't gonna be no daddy. It's not.
Oh, you said football
on that line.
Oh, you gonna make her run suicide?
Yeah,
she's only five, bro.
It's a five-year-old running suicide.
Man, you're going to be sitting out there at the park and be like, "What the hell?"
It builds character.
Like, not even on half-court suicide. He got to go run the whole...
Right.
Like,
Jesus Shuttlesworth was the number one player in the nation.
Exactly.
Jesus Shuttlesworth. That's not even...
By the way, that was supposed to be Kobe's role, too. Y'all know I'm a Kobe stan. That was supposed to be...
Oh, we're going to get to that later.
I,
That was supposed to be Kobe's role.
I think Kobe...
Kobe turned it down.
I think Kobe would have been actually...
better, because
Ray Allen, he wasn't that good of an actor.
I don't think Kobe would have been able to act either. I mean, to be honest, he could have acted, but I don't think he could have acted.
Well, he could have acted, but the thing was, they really should have went with Kobe, because Kobe played in Philly, which is the East Coast city, and it's closer in proximity to New York. And then Ray Allen...
He kept the same face.
Not only that, it's that boy...
Kobe has more emotion than Ray Allen has.
Yeah, Ray Allen just... His voice...
Ray Allen did an interview with Stephen A. Smith, and he had the same face then as he did in He Got
To Be Honest... The best person to play that, it might sound crazy or far-fetched, was Kevin Garnett.
Yeah, Kevin Garnett probably could have played Kevin Garnett. Because he brings emotion to everything.
The high school basketball.
Like, anything is possible! I'll never get... I'm like, this man happy.
Shaq was good in Blue Chips, too.
Shaq's just silly. That's my man.
But they put Shaq in there because Shaq was a marketing gold mine at that time. He had Pepsi. He had, I think, Burger King.
Penny wasn't Blue Chips. He wasn't that.
You know what I'm saying? He had, like, toys out, video games. So Shaq was just a, he was a marketing guru.
I feel you. But, like, I didn't, it was supposed to be Kobe's role.
Yeah.
But Kobe turned it down, and we're cool with that.
You should have turned down that rap.
Okay.
Hey, Kobe had bars, by the way. Let's not get distracted.
He had bars of bullshit. Bars of bullshit.
Now y'all getting distracted.
Before we get into the meat of this podcast, something real bad came out of my home state, and so ICE went to Mississippi. In Mississippi, ICE made a raid and arrested like 700, almost 700 undocumented workers. I'm like, oh my goodness, like, with all these shootings we didn't have, and them people in there doing jobs that I know the average person ain't gonna do.
Was it like a chicken factory or something?
I think it was like a chicken factory. No, why you laughing? I think it was a chicken factory. And they even got a video of one little girl crying, asking like them, please unlock her parents. I mean,
it's bullshit.
It is.
Because the CEO of the chicken company who hired the motherfucker, where's he at?
Oh no, because he got that money cheap label. So, they gonna get him.
But the crazy part is, man, like, I knew America was going to shit when Donald Trump started talking spicy about Spanish people, and this motherfucker's suits had the nerve to be made in Mexico. And I'm just looking like, the fuck is going on? Like, I don't. And then everybody technically that is a Native American in the Americas is an immigrant. So how you going to enforce rules on stolen land? That in itself is retarded.
I knew Donald Trump was a different breed when he said his father was born at a nice part of Germany and his father was born in New York. I said, bro, he'll lie about anything.
When he said, I'm going to go meet with the president of Puerto Rico, motherfucker, you got schizophrenia because you are the president of Puerto Rico. That's part of the United States.
Hey, but he got ASAP Rocky, yo. He did it.
He could have stayed where he at. Because he ain't from. He not the black experience. He lives in Soho and Beverly Hills and Soho. So you know, no. So you good? He could stay in Switzerland or Sweden, whatever it was.
I just want to know, did he have that same energy fighting people when his man's is getting accused of sexual assault?
ASAP Bari.
Yeah, and also Ian Connor had like crazy allegations.
Yeah. No, the crazy thing is like, ASAP Rocky was locked up in Rikers. So, like, how was over there inhumane? He was in Rikers, bro.
He was in there with a bunch of black people. You know, he's around whatever you got to do to get through. I ain't. I'm a warrior. But no, he was probably didn't really see it because, like, at that point in time, he's around a bunch of us and they treat all of us the same way. But then you go over there, you probably one of the only, if not the only, one of the only few black people over there. So now he's isolated towards you and a certain group of people.
But I'm just saying, I heard on Twitter that the Switzerland jail is kind of like a dormitory.
Yeah.
So I don't feel that bad for him. You feel me? Motherfucker sleeping on better beds than us, and I'm gonna feel bad.
Go on in there and do that. We got Netflix in there for you. We ain't got no Hulu though. This is jail. We ain't got Hulu. We got Netflix. We ain't got no motherfucker.
Because he eating with a spork, I'm going to feel bad for that man.
He'll be all right. All right, y'all. So the main reason why we brought Worldwide Jack in here, because we know he's going to tell it like it is. And the topics we are going to discuss today is going to be stuff that a lot of people need to stop lying to them about. It's stuff that people just want to try to sweep under the rug when the facts plus the evidence.
It's an argument of convenience.
Yeah, basically. Right. And the facts and evidence right there in front of you. So we're going to kick it off. Number one thing that everybody needs to stop lying to them about. Stop acting like Ja Rule was never the shit.
Yeah, it's a lot of cap on
that. Yeah, stop acting like he. I know. Yeah, he. Cap. I know 50 ruined his career, and then he started to get his stripes in the streets back when he went to jail, but then he lost it after that. Was that fire fest thing? And that was just took him in the tank. But let's not forget between what like 2001 and 2003, he was on the radio nonstop. He was on there himself, but then when Ashanti came out, he had that. And let's not forget when he was with Charlie Baltimore with her sexy ass. I don't know where she at and what she doing, but God bless you.
Yeah, so
everybody acting like he wasn't doing.
People tend to forget that he was part of a big RICO investigation, so there was a lot of shit he couldn't do. He was really crippled by the law.
Yeah.
So he really couldn't go back at 50 Cent like he was supposed to.
Well, no, this is talking about the hits he had. I mean, let's think about it.
No, but people tend to forget. We live in a what have you done for me lately society. So people tend to forget that he was really, other than Bone Thugs and Harmony, he was really the first guy to harmonize in rap at the same time.
I don't think he harmonized. I just think he had people that could sing and he was beside him. So you just paid attention to all this. Like Case Living It Up, Bobby Brown's Thug Loving, Mary J. Blige, Rainy Days. So you think it that he just
but
had
he was the one rapping with his vocals, with his harmony.
I just like this y'all this joint. Like especially that Race Against Time he had on his Race Against Time he had on Fast and Furious album. And I think didn't he act in there too in Fast and Furious? He had a little decent acting career
one
too.
He had a movie with Steven Seagal.
Yeah, Steven Seagal, Half Past Dead. He had his low budget one. It was him, Cliff and Powell.
I seen him in The Cookout and that shit was terrible.
Ass Smokey.
on the realest of real. The reason why I think that shit is bullshit because how you gonna make fun of somebody and then turn around and do the same shit?
21 questions.
Not even.
No, he's about his. It's about like rapping and then acting and all
then
that.
Yeah, then he had the joint with Olivia. He was singing on her.
Candy Shop. Remember that rumor she was a man? Y'all remember that?
But that's because she had like strong facial.
Yeah, she was strong.
Where's Olivia at now?
And then that song, time I heard she was on one of them Love and Hip Hops.
She been off that for years.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But like, that's the last I heard. So I don't know where Olivia is. She probably did trying to take me into the candy shop. I don't know. Yeah, I bet you she's somewhere touring.
Ja Rule was the man.
Yeah.
Ja Rule was that guy.
And nobody's going to talk me out of it. There's certain things in life that people ain't going to talk me out of.
I'm with it, bro.
They ain't going to talk me out of Ja Rule's hits because I still bump Ja Rule's. Matter of fact, to keep it real, Dale Holyfield, right? I'm a cheap motherfucker, so I use
still
my brother's.
Still got CDs.
No, I still got those, but I use my brother's Apple Music. You know what I'm saying?
You invite 60% of the African American population.
We on a basic plan. We not on the family plan, so I can't. I gotta wait till he ain't using it so I can use it. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I ain't got the family.
Oh, so it ain't like how you get the thing. Nah, you can be on it one time. It's like more than one device.
Yeah, that's right. Facts. That's why I be in the gym on YouTube because, you know, my brother, he be using this thing.
Hey, I be in the gym on YouTube because I ain't even bought no albums. And hey, look who's here. Hey, come on in, Dr. Rod. How you doing?
Nah, I ain't no doctor.
Hey, look, we just had a special guest just pop in.
Dr. Rod, y'all remember him?
Nah, ain't no Dr. Rod.
You heard me tell this man about this yesterday and you ain't say nothing about you wanting to come back. So, person just walking the building, if y'all didn't hear him talking, that's Dr. Rod. Y'all remember him from what? It was episode 4?
3.
No, it wasn't 3. That was with Giddy with his crazy. No, that was with Giddy with his crazy.
Episode 4, that's what I told you.
No, you did. You said 3. Anyway, Dr. Rod was the one taking us on a deep journey of knowledge of self, and he's back. How you doing, Dr. Rod?
Man, I'm good.
Well, first of all, don't be like that, because I sat there and told Jack about this just last night, and you sat there and didn't say shit, so don't...
I don't remember getting no time.
I thought the word blessing was about to come out of his mouth.
No. Whoa, no. I don't talk to imaginary folk.
Yeah, I can tell you just woke up, too. I see the sleep in your
ass. Yeah, man, because my wife kept me up. So,
Okay, well, see, we've talked about this issue before. That's actually how we came with this topic. So, Dr. Rod, please tell us your feelings on Ja Rule.
To be honest with you, 50 Cent had a lot to do with it. But if we're gonna keep it,
yeah, wait a minute, had a lot with him doing when he was popping. I mean,
no. Like, I don't think Ja Rule was worth anything. I can't say he was talented.
But you can't deny that the man was ruling the charts between 01 and 03.
Look, here's the thing. I don't think. And this is gonna sound funny, but I don't think album charts and platinum records necessarily tell the whole story. That's all I'm gonna say.
You're right. This was back when people were buying CDs, though.
So you had to go out there. You couldn't pirate it.
Yeah, you couldn't pirate it.
This was right before LimeWire.
I think what Rod is saying is, just because something sells doesn't mean it's a substance.
And who has had this argument with you before?
No, all I'm saying is, in a world of opinion,
you get what I'm saying.
In a world of opinion, sometimes hard numbers are the only things we can go by because it is what it is. Such as stats in basketball, music, album sales, movie sales, all that shit. And in an opinion, you might not like something, I might like it, but let's look at the numbers. And that's the only thing you can go off of sometimes.
Do he got a Grammy? Do anybody know
if he got I don't think Ja Rule has.
But Macklemore won a Grammy over Kendrick Lamar. So
what does that say exactly? You know what I mean? And if
about
I were
about the money.
But look, if I were to watch straight to Ja Rule and be like, Ja Rule, you trash. He'll be like, trash. Like, let's say I rap too. He'll be like, man, I'm trash. You know what I mean? Albums I sold. You know how many? And that's his.
But you could
have.
But you could have did it like. But you bigger than Ja Rule. You could have like 50 Cent. You could just snooze his ass right quick, just like that. Bam.
You don't
promote
like black on black violence.
All
right. I'm not saying I don't promote it, but
boy,
I mean,
boy, you acting brand new,
right? Oh, they throwing that hot grease in him now.
Yo, speaking of acting brand new, anyway, man. Look, we all right,
but yeah, 4 platinum albums, endless hits. Like, he put all y'all favorites on.
He got to lay on Jennifer Lopez's lap in the I'm Real remix video.
You know what? Let me throw this in there.
Yeah, Christina Milian.
That's before we really know who she was.
J-Lo. I wasn't listening to J-Lo till Ja Rule. You know what I'm saying?
And I ain't gonna lie, I did listen to that on the 6 album, but that's because she was so damn pretty to me.
Last thing I knew, she was. I mean, first thing I knew, she was on In Living Color. You know, I'm gonna take it back for some of y'all.
I don't even remember. I remember In Living Color. She was a few flaggers. Came out season 3. Her and Jamie Foxx came on the show on the same episode, season 3.
She was listening.
He gave Charlie Baltimore a platform.
But where is she at now?
Because of him. Like, as you see, where Ashanti at?
Bro, listen. Ashanti out here dating Michael Blackson, supposedly.
Lloyd was a great singer.
Lloyd still singing.
But Weston ain't got nothing to do with that. Ja Rule got nothing to do with
that. What you mean? It was on his label. Without Ja, there was no them.
There was. You heard his label?
Lloyd is still singing, though. Lloyd had a single last year that came out.
Not his label.
Murder Inc. was pretty much his.
No, it wasn't. It was early.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Without Ja.
Bro, what's
wrong with
him? Absolutely not.
I love it. Y'all work together.
Without Ronald McDonald, I guess McDonald's. Shit, like,
you can't say that. McDonald's is Ronald McDonald.
No, it's not. It's a fucking clown.
You lame.
Hey,
man.
When
I say Murder Inc.
I'm saying McDonald's is Ronald McDonald.
If I say Murder Inc.
There is no Ronald McDonald.
So if I say Murder Inc., your first thought is...
I'ma finish talking.
Irv Gotti.
Like, come on. What's he talking
Irv
about?
Irv Gotti is Ja Rule, you lame.
Huh? Hold on. Be quiet. Expound on that, Rod. Please.
Look.
What do you
Irv
mean?
Irv Gotti, it wouldn't be no platform for anybody else if it wasn't Irv Gotti.
No, now you slipping up your damn world.
But they go hand in hand.
No, they don't.
That's what I'm trying to say about Ronald McDonald and actual McDonald's. Without the clown, kids ain't.
You ever heard of something called representation?
That's Ja Rule. Representing Murder Inc. Right or wrong?
Murder Inc. is the main house. Ja Rule is only raising puppet.
Now he's.
This is like watching a nigga version of C-SPAN. Right, this
man is crazy. One more thing. Well, one thing that I think people need to be honest about is I've hit this on the show before. Robert Kelly. So.
Okay. Just let the man go to jail.
I believe he should be in jail. I wholeheartedly
need
believe
to be under
be
the jail.
He need to be in jail, and we need to start listening.
And we need a potty trainer.
And
we need a potty trainer. And we need a potty trainer.
You said we should stop listening to his music now.
Everybody.
Since when?
Since, what do you mean? Since the beginning, since this first came out.
And I'm glad.
You talking about this now, or you talking about like back in the day?
No, I'm talking about since when we first found out he was peeing on girls in this video. Stop it.
I'm so glad Rod said that, because as far as I've seen, this outrage has just been since Surviving R. Kelly
came. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it had. No, but it came. It first came when he peed on the girl in the video back in like 02, 03. Yeah. Then it went away when he made the Chocolate Factory and TP, right. And T was TP3, yeah. And then the Double Up and
Are we gonna ignore,
and all that?
Are we gonna ignore and then it came, like you're ready? Are we gonna ignore Age Ain't Nothing But a Number?
Oh, yes!
You don't what say! Do you mean? That's the worst song to mention.
Are we gonna ignore this?
That's the worst song to mention.
So,
in this.
We ignored it. We ignored it. Up until
the ignorance,
2 years ago.
No, we didn't ignore it. I acknowledged it all the way through.
He's talking about it as a whole, though.
But then like, people just forgot about it.
Everybody.
People turned the other cheek because he could sing.
So
the nigga could hit an F sharp.
So why, right now, is
music
it
teacher?
Why is it right know, now man. Cancel R. Kelly and all? It should have been canceled.
Because
R. Kelly.
People, and I'm just saying, because people always got to have something to be fake outraged about. All right,
well, let me ask y'all this.
That's all it's so, about.
Since we canceling R. Kelly, all right, what about songs he featured on? Is you just skipping his part, or you skipping the song?
Well, no, because some songs he featured on, you wouldn't have no song. Because, like, Gigolo, let's keep it on the Gigolo by Nick Cannon, if it wasn't for him.
Ain't nobody listening.
All right, yeah,
I was oh, you ain't listening. You listen to Gigolo. You listen to Gigolo just for R. Kelly's part. And my grandma said, no, I ain't say that.
Nick Cannon had bars in that song.
No, I didn't say, hold on, time out. I ain't say that. I'm just saying, everybody I know said they listen for R. Kelly's part. And if you didn't listen for R. Kelly's part, you better don't tell the truth, Shane the Devil. You know you listen for R. Kelly's part. No. Like my girl said,
what about Fiesta with Ja Rule? Like,
Jay-Z?
Yeah, you know what
I mean. Well, it's Jay-Z, I mean.
I'm still on Ja Rule because that's my man.
No, like, look, this is the problem with y'all.
We mean y'all.
What you mean y'all?
You!
This is crazy.
Well, then how you going to say y'all for him?
Because you still listen to him, right?
I ain't saying I wasn't going to stop.
Look, remember, I don't have no R. Kelly in my phone. So check me out.
But I don't have R. Kelly in my phone.
Yeah, you do, because you were playing something the other day.
No, I played Fiesta.
That's R. Kelly, bro. It don't matter.
But I deleted it after I was in the light.
I'm going to finish what I was saying. The problem is that y'all can't, you can't separate, like you have this big attachment to music that you think by, you can still listen to him and not support what he does. But you're still giving him and supporting the platform that keeps him who he is. So there's no way you can listen to his music without supporting him, which is condoning what he's doing.
How you feel about it? People that already bought all his music and they just say, I'm refused to support anything from now on because of that. I mean, you've already bought everything and the money's been spent.
That's no better, though. Like, you're still listening to this man's music. You know you're listening to somebody who sleep a little girl. Just say you got a daughter. You know what I'm saying? You listening to somebody, and not that he's went that low that we know of, but I'm just saying, you're listening to somebody, you are supporting somebody who sleeps with little girls, pees on them, doodle on them, whatever else he be doing. You know what I'm saying?
Now, if you sit there and let somebody doodle on, it's like Riley Freeman said on the Boondocks. I ain't separated pee. Now, he wrong for peeing, but on the same token, we got to put some blame on that girl. Because who sits there and just let sit there and like, just accept that you're going to get peed on? I was three years old and you couldn't pee on me.
But
I'm
look,
just saying.
Now,
shout out to the Boondocks too.
But look,
Karate Free.
You get lost and bring it back.
No, we
digress. You're listening to a man. You and you.
Nah.
Wait a minute, why you pointing like we on trial? Like you, like, wait a minute, hold up, Uncle Sam.
You're listening to a man that sleeps with underage women. I had the nerve to say, define teenager.
I didn't say he didn't know. No, he told on himself then. And I said that he was on some bullshit when he did that. Like he said, do you sleep with teenagers? Define teenagers. Like, nigga, what you mean define teenager? You know what a teenager
but
is.
But y'all support him still. You were listening to him the other day.
Yo, first of all, it was a Jay-Z song that he happened to be on.
Oh, it happened. But you still listening to him. You support him. You ain't going to stop listening to him.
Wait, wait, don't say, hold on. Hey, hold on. Don't say it like I sit there and condone child molestation. Said, don't look, do that. Because you said, like, you ain't going to like.
I didn't say you condone it, but I'm saying that you are still in support of someone who does.
I just appreciate Hov's bars in that song. That's the only reason why I listen to that song. Because I have one song.
So you mean to tell me that's the only hot song Jay-Z got?
I'm saying I'm a Hov fan.
Oh, okay. Shout so you can't to listen to the rest of his catalog and not support that dude?
I have to listen to that song because the bars is crazy in
question,
that song.
Do you think Jay-Z still reaching out to R. Kelly?
Nah, like, I know he's not. Strong, but I know he's still.
Oh, okay.
But well, I know
you
he's still reaping
still going to reach out to
but
him.
But I know he's still. I'm reaching out to him.
Case closed.
Jay-Z still getting paid off that song.
I'm saying R. Kelly should have been canceled.
When did he come out?
1991. Yeah, the first album he had was Born Into the 90s. Then it was 12 Play.
They said he could hoop too.
Yeah, he hooped with Benji. They say he hooped with Benji Wilson.
See how quick black folk get distracted?
I'm not. We ain't distracted. He the one that's saying this
bring
shit.
Bring it back, I should never man.
Hear. R. Kelly should have been canceled.
Been canceled.
That's all I'm saying.
All right, let's.
If we gonna cancel him now, he should have been canceled.
That's what makes me mad. This what makes me mad. Like, the man clearly was on video performing oral relations on the girl. And then somebody then look in the camera, you can clearly see it was him. Everybody, oh, that's wrong. Then went off the chocolate factory, or that chocolate factory. Well, wait a minute, this man was just pissing and he eat a girl out the other day.
Somebody said, hey, Robert,
he's a huh? Which makes me wonder who the sick ass dude that was also in the room holding the camera. They said, hey, Robert, who is that guy?
Hey, Robert, look,
y'all can't have this strong opinion when he's still in your playlist.
I don't listen to Robert personally.
Alright, what about songs he wrote? If you support this,
so you can't listen to Whitney Houston. So you can't listen to Whitney Houston. I turn to you then.
He didn't even let me finish the question.
Look at what you're doing. Back me up, Keith, if I'm wrong. This is what you're doing. You're trying to sit here and nitpick.
I'm not.
And look, y'all are doing what he said when he said define teenager.
Watch me move, Key.
I'm asking, dude.
Stop running.
Let him get the point across.
What you're doing right now is saying define support. That's what you're doing.
But I'm asking you.
Do you know what support means?
What about
one of y'all defines support?
That's all I'm asking you. Do you listen to songs that he wrote? What if you don't know he wrote them? Like, I didn't know The Dream wrote a lot of songs.
If I don't know he's writing it and I listen to it, am I wrong or am I right?
You were still wrong.
If I don't know, am I wrong or am I right?
Have you ever heard that song I Turned to You by Whitney Houston?
Look how y'all look.
I'm asking you a question.
Right. He said, if you don't knowingly know it's Robert, you can't support him if you don't know. It's basically
what
it's
talking about. If one of y'all to come up, hey, you clown. So right? That's R. Kelly wrote that song. I'd be like, all right, I ain't know. And I guarantee it's out the catalog. You bums, y'all are going to sit there. Y'all going to be, all right, keep it.
Man, let's move to the next topic. This is, all right, the next topic we want to talk about, and this is one we all have this conversation on, and hopefully we don't be no bums and we ain't no sellouts for this one. No NBA champion has won by himself. He's never carried them. He's had people with him.
Look, people kill the players nowadays for moving teaming around up. And teaming up and shit. It's the AAU league and all that bullshit. But let's keep it funky. Like, back then, the superstar teams were stacked just as well. There were four good teams, five good teams.
According to you, there was just all plumbers back then. So, I mean,
part-time workers at Walmart. No.
I can guarantee.
Like, yeah, but boss, I'm about to get wins. They off. I got game six of the finals. You know, I can't go to work today.
My boy John Paxson delivering packages during the day and hooping at night.
Couldn't play in today's league.
Okay,
there's a handful of players.
All right,
but every superstar has always had help on his team, despite what anybody wants to say. There's always been a superstar with great supporting pieces on their team.
Yeah, it has. Like Jordan, when he got his sixth ring, the first three-peat, he had Horace Grant, had Scotty, of course, Bill Cartwright, had B.J. Armstrong, John Paxson.
Tony Kukoc was a bad mother.
I would say that's second three. Second three, he had Tony Kukoc with bombing away with the three. Scotty get the three if he wanted to. He had Dennis Rodman. Ron Harper ran a point. Nobody gives Ron Harper his due. That's a
lockdown defender.
Yeah.
If people aren't giving the role players their just due. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They are a large contributor in these NBA stars winning.
Yeah, they are.
No doubt, man. Just like when, the main one that comes to mind right away was Ray Allen in game six with when he hit
Miami.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like the key, it's just them key pieces. Like, I've never been one to be like LeBron won by himself, or what's the old boy who just won?
Kawhi.
Yeah, Kawhi did it.
No, Kawhi had Manu Ginobili fucking. Manu Ginobili, Tim Duncan. Wasn't Robert Horry there when they won? He's already got
shot.
Tony Parker.
Yeah,
I'm talking Tony Parker.
I was going to say Robert Horry. Yeah,
but he was there. He was there. And he didn't win with the Spurs.
In 2000,
bro. How long ago that was?
That's why I said, I don't say, was he there yet? That's what I'm saying. Was he gone? Because you know Robert Horry didn't jump.
I thought you were talking about with Kawhi.
No, not I'm trying to remember had he already retired, because Robert Horry played for a long damn time. But
people forget in that in 2014, Danny Green set the NBA finals.
Oh, Danny Green was the man.
Actually, we want to talk about that. You know what I'm saying? Me personally, the Spurs was cheated out of that one finals. You know what I'm saying? If you review the tape, Kawhi was fouled twice in the last minute. No, his menu was fouled once, and Kawhi was fouled once. But, you know, we're not going to talk about that. So LeBron really should have one less ring. You know, if we check the tape, that's what I always say.
Well,
check
I just like how nobody want to give my boy.
He a Laker now, so.
No, I'm saying I'm just riding. I don't know nobody want to give him, like when he was with Cleveland one. Nobody want to give my boy Kyrie no help. And I said Kyrie was like dogging. Kyrie was clutch as a motherfucker.
If it wasn't for Kyrie, Brown wouldn't have that ring.
That's what everybody you BS.
I want somebody to check the tape.
I said that boy hit like Lord knows how many clutch shots.
They'd be like, oh, Brown had 37. So did Kyrie.
And Kyrie hit him when it count, when he needed him in the stretch.
Amen.
Y'all know damn well if Brown would have took that last shot, it'd have been a little break.
Like even the Lakers.
I can't go with that. LeBron's track record last few years, he's...
That would have been a break. Come on.
You think so?
Yeah. My man doesn't take shots in the fucking All-Star game.
Have you seen his numbers in the clutch? Have you seen his clutch numbers?
He barely shoots in the clutch. What's his numbers? Please enlighten me.
He's like... I'm gonna pull it up.
Thank you. We have the access of Google.
I'm gonna pull it up right now. Shit. A lot of people say Dirk Nowitzki won that 2000.
No, he didn't, because he had a...
Jason Terry was...
Jason Kidd.
Y'all forgot
Sean
that.
Sean Marion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Tyson Chandler was holding it down. Like,
yeah.
What? J.J. Barea was getting buckets.
You see what I'm saying?
Remember, they bounced my Lakers.
I mean...
We ain't win a game.
I mean, who was on the Lakers then, though?
Kobe. And it was still Bynum.
Yeah,
we got swept.
Andrew Bynum.
Matter of fact, I want to say that was a year after defending the championship. That was 2011, right?
Yeah, they won in 10.
There was a 3-year period where the Lakers, I don't even know who was out there, bro.
They should have put me out there. I know who's out there.
Boy, you lost your mind in that California lifestyle, boy, then.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, but they had Jordan Farmar, Steve Blake, you know what I mean? We had Jordan Hill.
Who?
Yeah, exactly.
Was that Tyrone Hill? Is that Tyrone Hill, son?
I have no idea.
You remember? Yeah, we all remember Tyrone Hill.
he was nice on defense, though, man. Shout out to that Sixers mob, too.
Except for Eric Snow.
I was torn.
Except for Eric Snow. I hate Eric Snow.
He was getting paid.
He getting paid. All of them get paid.
You know, he eating now.
Yo, we tell you, he went from Eric Snow. He was Eric Blizzard. He went Eric Blizzard. Nah, that motherfucker fat as hell. Get out.
That's a big man.
That's a big motherfucker. That's what that is.
I would like for you to read this stat, Pete.
Hey, is this a reliable source that you got?
So you gonna do me like how they do in the church down there? Read on. Game time goes. Hold on, little. I'm so dyslexic. Game time / go ahead field goal under 10 seconds left in the postseason. Michael Jordan is at 7-for-15 at 47%, followed by Kobe Bryant with 5-for-22 at 23%, followed by LeBron with 12-for-23 at 52%.
Good boy. Hey.
Hey, motherfucker, on the ancient dog, man. Yeah.
That came out wrong.
Yeah, you can say my man must say good boy. In my own room.
My boy was.
He would get that man a snack. He said, there you go.
52% of clutch in the playoffs, Jack.
Yo, okay, so.
It might have been a break. It might not have been a break.
I'm telling you today, it was going to be a break. I know, I be knowing everything.
All right, so that's where everything just went left. You can't do that.
Why
you
not? Can't. I be knowing.
No, you don't be knowing. We be letting you know.
Wait a minute. Oh, none of us in the United States Navy on this podcast consume any illegal narcotics.
Look, what you need to do is just tell him it's a movie reference, man.
We didn't know it's a movie reference. You can spoil a wet dream, right? Goddamn.
Some people, speaking of wet dreams, I see that book you got.
Don't we, they look at, hey, that is not, that ain't enough for the Smooth Girl magazine. They are covered. He's talking about my Smooth Girl magazine.
There's a book next to it that says Menage's Way.
No, that is a novel, dog. That has got some sex in it, but it's not a sex novel. It's like...
sexy.
It's a hood novel.
It got a little sexy.
It's one of them hood novels, man. So you know them, like, hood novels, baby.
It's like the baby boy of novels.
Not the baby boy of novels. It's like the, if you want to keep it funky, that's probably like the New Jersey Driver novels, because that's what the man is doing in that.
So he's stealing cars and fucking bitches. That's what he's
doing. Yeah, basically. I ain't gonna lie to you, he is.
Now, is he fucking the bitches in the cars?
He's not fucking the bitches in the car.
Hey, man.
Let's move on to the third topic, man. God.
The book just distracted me, though.
Why not?
All right, the third topic. I know we finna, this is gonna be long, and we might miss Chow, because I didn't expect Dr. Rod to walk in today. The third topic is, when we talk about people keeping, being honest with themselves, is like the black community and, what's really going on with us? What's really holding us back and shit we need to stop lying to ourselves about? And stuff we worried about that shouldn't be, like, worried about. Like, we really, stuff we have in the black community, we should be worried, like, light skin. Is light skin versus dark skin? Like, people say light skin men are soft and all this, that, and the third, and dark skin men, there's a people look down on you because you go to a PWI, for those y'all know, that's a predominantly white institution, college, or you go to HBCU, Historically Black College and University. Like, people really be separating themselves based on that in our community.
Well,
I mean, that's a couple of things. Also, like, if, how, like, what's going on, man? Ain't nobody got nothing to say about that?
I mean, you were talking.
So. I mean, I stopped, though.
It's a sticky, very, very sticky subject.
Situation. I don't feel like it's sticky. I feel like the colorism thing, I don't think that's as big as it used to be. The whole dark skin versus light skin thing. As far as the HBCU versus PWI, if that is a thing, I never heard of it.
It is.
But I mean, there does need to be, I don't want to say separation, but it needs to be distinction when it comes to those type of things in the community, as far as who's with us and who's not, or who's not with us right now. Which would be a better way to look at it.
Yeah.
I think when there's distinction, I think distinction is just a nice way of saying separation.
Well, no. I mean, because in that book that I referenced last time, The Black Man Single Obsolete, it says that there are the people who, there's pretty much there's people with us, there's people who are not. But versus, because they say you never turn your back on your fellow man. So what you do is you consider them the, what's the word he said? The unenlightened. You don't ever turn your back on them, but you consider them the unenlightened. So that means if they ever were to reach back out to you and say, Rod, Corby, Keith, Jack, I'm ready now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to know. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, teach me. You are supposed to, on the drop of a dime, start giving them resources and start, you know what I mean, giving them information. And in these situations, when you got people like an ASAP Rocky who's like, oh, that got nothing to do with me, or, you know what I'm saying, don't come at me with all that blah, no eat pork, blah, blah, all that nonsense, you are to be like, okay, you know what I'm saying, gracefully just say, okay, you know, I get it, brother, leave them alone. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to force feed them, you don't go overboard, you just leave them be until they're ready to come back, and you accept them with open arms. But that's why distinction has to be there, because once I notice, if Jack were to hit me with that, nah, you know, I'm not even on that. You know what I'm saying? Tell me, like, hey, I'm good. I'm gonna go ahead and take these white girls and I'm gonna go ahead and roll. And I'm supposed to just let it go, just let him have that. But the day he comes to me and he's like, bro, so tell me why you are the way you are. Why do you think the way you do? That's when you allow him in. But there has to be that distinction so you know where they stand in the struggle, man.
But like you said, the color of the thing. No, the color of the thing, I still see that a lot, because...
What you hear jokes and stereotypes, you know what I'm saying? Just like, when who hit you with one the other day talk about some, man, light-skinned dudes or... Well, it was probably Keith while you playing.
No, that was me when I said light-skinned dudes are sensitive.
Yeah. Look, it's... I think it's more
but
so...
But he proved my point. Like, no, he came outside, mad aggressive. McCorvey was making a general comment, you know, your hair looked nice, and he was bald.
No, I didn't say his hair looked,
it looked like you just shaved it.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, and I wasn't trying to clown him. Really, I was like, because, you know, like, you can tell when somebody shaved their head.
No, but he's insecure. I don't think it was a light skin. Now, it very well could be. But here's the thing.
You just see this like this. You just going off like this.
No, I'm saying it's an in-house stereotype.
That stereotype just fit that day, we put it.
You know what I'm saying? It's an in-house stereotype that we use and we play around. But as far as it creating a problem,
it's actually, like, I'm not gonna put my family, but one of my family members actually told me, don't bring a dark-skinned woman home. Like,
straight.
She, like,
you know what I mean? I mean,
like, she legit, like, told me don't bring a dark skinned woman home, and I'm pretty sure all y'all familiar with the brown paper bag test. I know you know what the brown paper bag test
that
is.
Shit, right? That shit corny. That shit mad
corny. You know what it is? You
bro,
know what
I was about to say, I've never heard no
you brown never heard of a brown paper
that's
bag
lame,
test.
That's some lame.
Back in the day, like, light skinned black, in order to see if you was acceptable in like social clubs or something, you had to be lighter than a brown paper bag. If you were darker than a brown paper bag, you were not. So that's why I like I heard like a lot of sororities, fraternities, and all that shit they used to have, like the brown paper bag test.
I know AKAs do that shit.
Well, they don't do it. No, I know some dark skin AKAs. My aunt is a dark skin.
Subconsciously, they do that shit.
It's crazy.
All of them do that shit. I mean, some of them do. Like, hell, I'm an alpha.
You do need to stop doing that. That color.
Yeah, I mean, talking about, I'm an alpha, and like when people meet me, I'm always getting AU or Kappa because they say, oh, because you lighter and your hair is kind of a certain texture. And I'm a member of Alpha Alpha. I'm not a member of Cap Alpha Psi.
The Willie Lynch letters, man.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
But as far as the school shit, I mean, as long as the motherfucker ain't on his ass,
as long as you're getting educated, yeah, that's all that matters.
What do it matter where you get your education?
But no, it be some people that come.
It does matter. I think Corby can speak on that.
Because I went to both. I went to an HBCU and I went to a predominantly white institution.
Hey, look,
I mean, I'm wrong with you because I graduated from predominantly white institution. Because the HBCU I went to, it didn't fit me. I mean,
who paying for your school?
My parents did at the time.
Bro, in my case, bro, HBCU ain't come call me to pay for my school.
And I ain't say nothing wrong with that.
I can't pay for school.
I ain't say nothing wrong with that.
So how is a motherfucker who go to an HBCU gonna look down on me because I ain't go to one?
Because it, like,
no, but look, it comes back because here's the thing.
Because like, I'm saying.
You pay for my college, bro. I'm gonna go wherever you want me to go. You paying for it.
But look, you're being... No, go ahead, Jack.
I'm just like, I went to an HBCU, and to me personally, I felt, I guess, more comfortable at a HBCU. Probably because it was a HBCU, so I ain't gonna hold you. I ain't gonna lie to y'all, you know what I'm saying? So I probably felt more comfortable. Like I would be with people that feel my experience. You feel me? And also thought I would be taught by people that were, like, I forgot if it was you or you that I had a conversation with about, like, a white person teaching African-American studies.
That was me, because I actually, my school, predominantly white institution, the chair of African-American studies was a white woman.
But, you know what I'm saying, going to HBCU, I feel like me taking that class, I will learn more from a man that's been going through or has gone through the similar things in life that I'm going to go through than someone that can just pretty much read a book or educate themselves and then try to tell me. You feel me? Because I feel like the best life experiences are from people that, like, before I met Rod, I really didn't really understand how white people moved. I just didn't really talk to a lot of them. But listening to this man, when he told me white people have no loyalty, and then you start seeing and hearing the shit that they be saying, he right. Like we ain't gonna say homeboy's name, but dude that live right behind you, he'll flip like a pancake on you. You be like, oh.
Almost got his ass beat by my roommate. My roommate went straight.
I forgot what he said.
My roommate is African. My roommate always went Black Panther on his ass.
But I'm telling you, like, you brought up a good point. That's what it's about. It's about being able to, and that's why they're trying to put more, and I want to address what you said too. That's why we're trying to put more representation into things that a lot of the Black community are doing, so you can have that direct correlation, like a Black person teaching African American studies, or them putting Black police officers in Black neighborhoods, because they know necessarily because Jack, there was somebody they called Jack Boy, not necessarily ready to come up and rob you, or because they look a certain way when they say Jack Boy, and then they say, this is Jack Boy right here. And they'll be like, oh, I figured Jack Boy would have had pants all the way down here, a gun on him, blah, 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 and all the other stuff. But they'll dress the college thing. Bro, that's what you got to make sure you don't fall into or let your kid or future kids fall into. It's just for the fact that it's going to be free and they're going to pay for it doesn't necessarily mean that's the direction you want to go. And the reason why you want to support HBCUs is because the original premise of it, like, it was for us, like, and these PWIs, hold on one second, and we were not allowed there, and if we go there, we get ostracized. So these HBCUs were a safe haven where we can get quality education, you know what I mean, and be taught by like-minded people. Now, hold on one second. By us going there, the point of us needing to even still go there to this day is to this day.
To this day.
I had to do that.
Deontay Wilder, man. But Bomb Squad. I couldn't help it. Shout out to the Bomb Squad.
It was going so deep, and then you had just an ignorant ass moment right into it. As soon as you said it, I knew you were gonna keep going. Ignorant ass moment right into it, and it wasn't no decline. It was just boom.
So hold up, yeah. So the reason why we still need to do it,
he learned that at HBCU. You know what I mean?
It's because, like, we need to continue to support the HBCUs because we have not. That's why you have a larger percentage of white people in these HBCUs, because we don't have enough black people going to support it. And then on top of that, these white people going to the HBCUs aren't putting no money back into it.
No, they get minority scholarships to go. That's what I'm like, dude, you. I remember, I went to Alcorn, I remember spring semester, I'm about to get ready to get out of here.
Let me close.
I was closing.
Then why you let me start? Then you said, hold on.
I didn't let you start, you took it.
It's my shit.
My last thing I'm pretty much going to say, I'm going to shorten it so Dirty Mac can get back to
it. Hey, oh, don't bring that on him.
Right, he said it's a business, right?
Hey, don't bring that on him. Look,
just because they paid for it and the attitude of, well, you know what? Y'all want me, come pay me. It's not a y'all want me. It's a we thing. You got a we, and then you got an institution. So you got to always have you and your people first, bro. And just remember that. But it's not all about money. And here's, I almost forgot. Right. Hold on, Keith.
Because he's about to have an aneurysm.
This is what I wanted to say. I don't ever want to hear anybody complain about paying for college. You know why? Because there are loans. There are grants. Forget, you know, hold on. No, listen, you don't have to pay them right away. And when you pay them back, you be paying like cents on the dollar. Anybody in this room call me a liar. While you're enrolled, somebody tell me I'm lying.
No, that's deferment. You had to pay them over.
Look, I paid some of mine and I took some loans. So
were you in the Navy when you were doing this?
No, I wasn't.
Okay, I'm asking.
So this is what I'm saying. So there is no excuse for I don't have any money to go to college. Or there's no excuse that HBCU ain't offered a Western name, but this white school did. No excuse, Keith, because they're alone. No excuse. I don't want to hear that.
There's
man.
A spot on the team, and then there's a walk on, and you might make it.
Does a walk on where?
The HBCU.
Hold on, I'm lost. I missed what happened.
Got a scholarship.
I played ball. So I had a spot on the team, and then you could walk on, you might make it.
That was at Tennessee State or something?
I was just saying.
Like, for any HBCU that might be.
If I had the choice of two, that's a difference. And I hear what you're saying, but I don't feel like you should look down on somebody or, you know what I'm saying? Separate yourself from somebody because they chose
to do it. Well, see, me,
it's why you did it. Somebody like me, I would be like, why would you do that instead of going here? Well, I wouldn't be like, yo, you dirty.
Well, see, me,
now that we talking about big schools, you know what I'm saying? I feel like we just need a couple athletes, because now that you mentioned ball, we just need a couple, like, five-star recruits to actually start choosing HBCU.
Yep. Well, see, the reason why they stopped doing it. The reason why, back in the day, they used to come to HBCUs, get the black athletes, because they had no trouble. Like you said, Rob, we weren't allowed to go there. But around about, like, the mid-70s and then on to the 80s, they started integrating because all these guys were like, well, Michigan's on TV, Notre Dame's on TV, Jackson State ain't on TV, Grambling ain't on TV. They trying to get that exposure.
Doug Williams went to Grambling, too.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to tell you why that's not going to work in basketball. In football, that'll work, right? In football, that'll work because you got to go to college.
Basketball, you got to go to college now, too, or you got a year at overseas.
But I think what people are missing is the NCAA is still going to get fucking paid.
That's their job.
But we want to bring light to the problem.
The problem is the NCAA. That's the problem. My point was to say,
everybody that goes to HBCU, what is the biggest thing you look forward to? Homecoming, right?
Yeah.
So just imagine if, let's say, LeBron James Jr. goes to fucking Morgan State University. You know how crazy that homecoming would be? You know what type of revenue that would generate just for the school?
You know how much revenue the NCAA is going to get on.
They're going to get paid regardless.
That's what I'm saying.
We need to eat,
them
too.
Them kids in college don't need...
I promise
basketball,
you, take...
Basketball players should not go to the NCAA.
They shouldn't. That's what I'm saying. But if they have
football,
to...
Football, that's another thing. But at the end of the day, NCAA is going to get theirs, and the school, they get pennies on.
But I'm just saying, just hear me out. You know how like all these five-star recruits are now teaming up to play on the same high school teams. Imagine if they flipped that, and instead of going to these blue-collar schools and these blue-blood schools like North Carolina, University of Kentucky, let's say they all went to more. I'm gonna use my school, Morgan State. Imagine you got LeBron James' son, Zaire Wade. Who else?
Melo kid's too young.
Yeah, but let's just say you got Sharif O'Neal. They all decide to go to this black school. That's gonna put black schools back on the map. Bring back the glory days, because remember, back in the day, we wasn't even allowed to, play on these teams.
They had no choice but to go to Grambling and Alcorn and all
that. Disney capitalized off of Glory Road, by the way, but that's a
but that story. But that ain't HBCU that Texas West not told me.
But that was the first five-star.
All five guys to go up. Like,
everything we do is always glorified. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just like when, like, in 1993 NCAA tournament, Southern University Jaguars actually knocked out Georgia Tech. And they was like, oh, that's so great. And I'm like, them still boys from the hood who know how to play basketball. What is them being Georgia Tech got to do with that? You got to fire.
Then even the conferences, they group all HBCUs in
like
the same conference.
Like, you got the SWAC, the MEAC over there on the East
Coast. Why we can't get a chance to compete with these big schools?
They need to, man.
That's what I'm saying. It's like,
if we have more enrollment from black students in these schools, especially right. These, what that would most likely do, which they should be doing, is cause them to put back into these schools, and then they won't have to reach out or allow as many white kids for the enrollment to go there. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the whole point. Why is it still called a historically black college if a larger percentage of the students are white or of other nationalities, for that matter?
Oh yeah, because I went to school with people that are from Russia, Germany, you know what I mean? Canada. You know, majority of the baseball team, 1/3 of the baseball team was white when I went to Alcorn.
I tell you this though, man, and a lot of times, so I'm not just like cold referencing, I challenge y'all to look into the book, and even people listening to the thoughts and the philosophy and opinions of Marcus Garvey, volume 1 and 2, they're mixed in one book. You only got to read about 30-40 pages to get this. You know what I'm saying? And what it is Marcus Garvey was so much about the African people, it's ridiculous. You know what I'm saying?
And he wanted us to go back.
That's what I'm saying.
He said he would need to come here.
And that's the thing, bro. It's like, it's so like, we've been so detached away from just thinking about us being us. You know what I mean? And taking care of us and realizing there's nothing wrong with being like, hey, I'm sorry, Asian man. Like, you're cool and all. And Marcus Garvey believed every man, I remember this specifically, he said every man shouldn't be held as a servant or below a servant. He was like, every man was made to be great. But he was like, that still doesn't stop. Like, hey, you go be great over there. This is about me and my people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they don't really respect us either. They really don't.
No, they don't. They don't.
Asians don't. And then low-key, honestly, as quiet as it's kept, because I'm on the fence about this, Latin people really don't respect us either. I mean, like, the lighter Latin people don't respect us either.
It's the ones that identify as white. That's the
problem. That's what we talked about last time. Yeah. The Argentinians and the Spaniards.
Like I'm saying, like, and Mexicans, like, for the most part, don't.
Well, I mean, that's them Europeanized Mexicans. I mean,
Native American mix though, and Native Americans get persecuted all the time.
But I'm saying their mix has nothing to do with it. It's who they grew up around. It's the culture they're raised in. You know what I mean? And their influence. Long story short, influences are what trigger their whatever. So we got white people. Black people. Like, you know, in Dear White People. They straddle the fence a lot. That's why I don't like that show that much. But like the Cocos, you know what I'm saying? Who are all
I made a video, you know, about that yesterday. Kind of pissed me off about Dear White People. I like the show. You said you don't like. I like it. But the thing that I meant, because you know, like when we watch, and I call flack from a lot of black women, but I don't care. And it's the truth. And they don't. And they didn't hear.
There you go.
I'm saying, like,
you know, call flack from black women.
Like, cause like when I had put the video out about this, oh. I had made, because you know, whenever they see us in a movie, a TV show, or even like they see us with like a white woman, it's like, oh, he's selling out this, that, and the third, blah, blah, blah. Like 3 out of 4 of the main female characters on that show, their characters are romancing white guys in them. You don't hear nothing.
Yeah, but the only thing is you got to be careful, and I guarantee this is why I tell my wife, I tell my daughter, I tell anybody I talk to, my boys, and you know exactly what I'm about to say. You got to watch how you word things. When you say them definitive words like they, all of them, us, always, you know what I mean? You got to watch those, because that speaks to more people than you think. out of, like, statistically, out of us four in this room, when you say they, it could affect two out of the four. You see what I'm saying? Like, they all or every time, you know what I'm saying? You got to watch those. And no, I guarantee you spoke to all them definitive words.
When no, I didn't. I said, it ain't like I said, now, if you don't like that old black man is with a white woman, I understand it. I said, but on that same token, had that same energy for seeing a black woman with a white man.
No, but what I'm saying, no, I trust me. The point you're getting to, 100% valid. But I'm saying it's all in the articulation, bro.
He's saying what he's saying, some people do care about both sides and not everybody gives a fuck.
Yeah, exactly. Like I'm saying, my thing is, I'm for loving who the hell you want to love regardless of their color. I know, Ryan, you might not feel that way.
No, I mean, I can generously feel that way and not, yeah, you know
what I'm saying? But like, that's my thing. I feel like you should love who you want to love. But that's just something that spoke to me. I was like, wait a minute now, you can't be on this side of the fence for this. But on the other side, you gotta look at like, no, you can't do that. If you're gonna have it one way for that, have it for the other.
But the only thing about that argument is it's speaking for all, like saying, like, oh, black women feel this type of way when a white man do this, but what happened when y'all do that? That's the only thing. By you're directing y'all to all of them, and then this big cone you're making, there's a lot of women in there that are like, I don't do that. I think it's wrong either way. So that's why I'm telling you, you're getting a lot of flack, because those people who are just like, bro, don't group me in that, or is them women who are doing it.
Well, no, it's
no, but listen, there's are those women who are doing it, and you just pulled their car, and now they're mad because you spotted.
Well,
you know
if it's the first woman, I'm sorry, the second woman, good. And you got something to say about that, don't you, Keith? About that,
I don't give no fuck, bro.
Exactly. So that one.
No, like motherfuckers, like it's just like it's only when you marry a white girl or you fuck with a white girl, nobody cares if she's Chinese or some shit.
Oh no, you can't necessarily
that's why I say keep it thorough.
No, he's keeping it G, because a lot of people don't know, just like Jack brought up, a lot of people don't know the true history of the Asians, the Arabics, and you know what I mean, how they wanted us just as bad as the white folks did, but they just couldn't do it because the white people had more force as far as with weapons and things of that nature to do it more than the other
races. But here's the thing.
So he's right, because if they see me with an Asian girl, they probably be like, oh, okay, you know what I'm saying? But you see me with a white girl,
but I do, what do you speak to them people? Because I do know, I put up a status before I made the video about something like that, and then all the guys were going in about it. People were going in, man. Somebody, it got real heated. Some dude came at him and Keith sideways.
Let's keep it a buck. He blocked me like a bitch.
But no, what I'm saying, I ain't gonna say
what
he.
No, because first of all, he called him a skew, my friend, called him a fag, and I'm like, hey, bro, I got to.
This had to be online.
Yeah, it was online.
Oh, I was about to say.
No, I told him, I said, hey, bro.
I said, hey, bro.
Don't bring that shit here.
But he blocked me. The thing, I didn't see it because he blocked me. What's dude's name? Or if you listening, you a bitch.
But DT that was in here with us, DT actually said, hey man, a lot of y'all, like, this supposed to be a peaceful conversation because you don't know who the fuck is on that other end. DT actually said that, basically letting him know, like, bro, you don't know how big this dude is.
Man,
but anyway,
that. What was he saying, fool? I want to hear that.
What was
the dude, like, he blocked you and did what now?
No. Basically, it was a picture of Chad again being on shit. And I was like, okay, whatever. He got baited by a white girl, but, like, the little song he made brought a lot of light to whatever the fuck was going on. And then he put his money back in the community and shit. So just because, you know what I'm saying? Just because he got baited by a white girl, to me, in my opinion, if you spending your time and money, that don't invalidate you personally. And then dude came on there trying to talk sideways to me. And I said, bro, like, I looked on the back of his, I looked on his Facebook page, and I think he went to Hampton or some shit. And then he had like a,
some goofy shit.
Some Kente cloth background. He had a Kente cloth background or some shit. I said, bro, I can't have an objective conversation with you, so I'm just gonna leave it at that. And then he came to me. He blocked me and then came at me.
What was he saying though? Like,
he said something
like, you can't be for if you black and you married, or it said outside your race, but everybody took it as man white. He said you can't be for pro blackness, and they were like no, and they're putting people like no and all this. But then one of my homegirls, and then like they just got to real heat, and dude came and it was like that, and then he dropped the F bomb. I'm like, oh, hey, Tom knew I flag on the phone.
Oh, so he dropped his last one and then
yeah.
blocked.
No, he blocked me. I never seen it. Until Pete just told me. I ain't know he called me a faggot and shit.
Yeah, cause like everybody was like, we could like, cause like everybody was like, yo. So, but then this thing. But we go down farther. You talking about nobody care about you. I said, that's not necessarily true. Because one of my homegirls said, oh, I hope all of y'all know when they talk about black people, they are talking about Latin people too. So y'all black men, keep that in mind.
No, when I say they don't care, I'm just saying it's a bigger, like, it's more front page news. If I'm walking, and not necessarily me, it would be if it was me, but I'm just saying, like, if I was walking and I was with, I don't know, Asian. Let's do Asian. I was walking with an Asian or Arabic woman. Like, I would probably catch an eye or two, you know what I'm saying? But it would be a look and keep going. But if I'm walking with a white girl, that's going to be one of them, hey, girl, look at this fool, you know what I'm saying? Or if it was a, I'm saying, because it's a bigger response because it's seen as more of a violation. Exactly. It's seen more of a violation for me to be black and be with a white person. Even, I'm not going to cap, if I were to see a black dude and I see him walking with a group of white boys, I would even look like that bothers my soul, but y'all know that. You know so what like I'm saying? Baker. Like, yeah. Like
Baker. I know what you damn, you had to, but like, I know what you would do. Probably like, you know his number one point, get your mans.
I would just be looking just saying, like it catches your attention more. So that's what I mean by what Keith was saying. Yeah. Like so that's why people are quick to, you know what I mean, like give you more looks or do whatever. And to keep it a buck, like I'm in a weird place of acceptance and understanding. I don't want to call it weird, but I guess I'll call it progression, because I found myself in that argument of, if you are married to a white woman, what does that say about your stance? And before, like, the old me would have been like, you can't be, you know what I'm saying, because you're contradicting the cause. But I've grown to get to a place of, What happened for you to be to where, because I feel love is a political decision, which is a deeper conversation. Like, you know what I mean? Why you love who you love surrounds a lot to do with who you are and what you were raised around. And a lot of times what we are raised with, we don't necessarily need to carry on, which we kind of addressed in previous conversation.
Yeah, but leave the Jabals alone, y'all.
Hey, Jabot. Nobody over here wearing Jabot.
Where did that come from?
What the hell? What the hell, man?
Just because of what you used to wear, it ain't cool, like the tall tees and shit.
Look. You stuck on them, Jabot. You got what is your hatred with Jabot?
I had to have some comedic relief.
It's funny, but bro, you like really what is your hatred with Jabot's? Did somebody cut your strap on your shit?
First off, I haven't heard that name in years.
Because like you always going to the
code. When I think of old shit that need to stay where it's at, 2X tall tees and Jabot jeans and fucking jeans.
So basically
shorts.
Racism.
Jeans shorts.
Jason, stay where it's at. Racism, your Jabot's and 2X tall tees. That's what they saying.
Nah, it's not even racism.
Okay,
it's like, I'm telling you, racism is morphing. Like it's because it's so commonplace now.
Oh no, it's subtle as hell.
It's more of like a, it's more of a, what's the word, like a technicality. I think it's growing into. You know.
Oh
what
yeah,
I'm
that's
saying?
Like them dress codes at the bar and all that.
Yeah,
dress codes at bars and well, you know you doing this and like I. And I saw one picture on Facebook where the school was telling parents, like, they had, like, regular, like, low fades saying acceptable haircuts with black kids. And then they had, like, with the designs and all that and, like the little twist, not acceptable. I said, let me be a parent. I show up to school with my child having that shit in their head. You tell them they ain't getting in. Let them. Oh, he can't get in there. Well, you ain't going to class either, teacher.
That's why half of the reason why I wear my hair the way I do here is to make pretty much a statement, because I was talking to this chief and I was always saying, you know, because, you know, in our instruction, it's a lot of gray area.
Yeah.
Natural. Like the natural part.
Yeah.
So you see the white dudes.
Yeah, man, why you be having a damn near money Mitch in his head, man?
Like, you know damn well that ain't no natural part, but because they can quote unquote comb it over or whatever.
We come in with the same part. Oh, that's not regulation.
Yeah, and then like, you know, some of these dudes, they got the long hair and theirs will be curly or they might have bangs. I wish somebody would come to me and say, I need you to clean that up. What's wrong with it? It ain't 2 inches in bulk. It ain't 4 inches in length just yet. And my cover, it still reaches the cover, you know, standards. Even though I bought a bigger cover,
fair,
you know what I'm saying?
Deck.
I bought that 7 5/8.
If somebody here could cut a hard part, if I trusted one of them two,
yeah,
I would. I just figured out Rock.
Rock can do it. Rock's about to actually hook me up tonight.
My stuff should be here today, matter of fact.
Yeah, obviously. I just want to shape up because we got to go to work and it's getting kind of late.
Right. I need the Nas, but what I'm saying is,
it's like with the racism thing, again, it has to go back to Paul Mooney. Everybody wants to be a nigga, but don't nobody want to be a nigga. It's like when people see me and Rod on patrol, the black people, they feel comfortable. The white folks probably be like, you know, look at these niggas, they ain't doing nothing. They laughing, having a good time.
I don't think nobody said
that. No, I think they do. But
I think
it's a couple people
out there doing nothing.
But, no, that's what they probably think we do. But wow. if you look on the flip side on what we really do, like, we really do our job. Like, don't get me wrong, I do my job at the lowest level possible. I'm not gonna lie to you. I tell people that all the time. Like, hey, if it's somewhere I can turn the other cheek, I will. But when it comes to actually doing our job, like, we probably the two hardest working people here, but clowns like Burroughs.
Damn, this man just name dropping, man.
Look, that's necessary.
Yeah, keep it real. Like, he'll get all the credit, you know, because he's the great white hope. You know, they think that he can do no wrong. But this man next to me got the same cause he got. Why he don't get a fair chance? You know what I'm saying? It's like, racism is real, even in the Navy.
Oh no, racism. Yeah, my mama asked me that. She's like, "Have you dealt with racism since you've been in the Navy?" I'm like, "Does the sun rise in the morning?" Yeah, I be having like a lot because I work in Intel, and I'm like one of the only black guys, so they'll come to me and try to talk over my head. And I'm like, "No, you're not gonna talk over my head." I said, "I understand that you see the way I act." I said, "But I'm actually got a college degree. I'm a college educated brother."
And that's why I'm on your head about becoming an officer. So in 2 years, we need to hear about that.
Okay, you know what? According to my time, we starting to run out of time, man. See? And then, too, I'm trying to go. We need to go to Child 2 ready to wrap this up, man. Good show, long show. Thank you, Worldwide Jack, for coming here. And thank you, Dr. Rob, for dropping us. And like how you just open up the door to the room and just like, "Hey, what y'all got going on?"
But y'all doing it slow because I didn't want to pop, you know.
Yeah, so,
you know, stay cool, be calm, get paid.
And that's some food talk for your ass.